I just want to be, you know, with people who want me. You know what I mean? It's a blessing to be somewhere, you know, where people want you. You know what I mean? And I think I look at it this way, you know what I mean? I know we're going to be a great team, you know what I mean, here in the future. I know we're building. And I don't want to go somewhere else and miss out on all that. You know what I mean? You got great coaches in Coach Hugh. You got great coaches in Coach Horton. And I got a great coach in Coach Louie and Coach Cannon. So, you know, I think I just flow with those guys real well. And I like the defensive scheme real well. I like our team. I like the guys in the building, my teammates. And I'm all about loyalty, you know what I mean? So these guys are loyal to me, so I'm going to be loyal back.
Jamar, from the outside looking in, it looks like it's a long, long road ahead to get this thing on track. You obviously have a much different perspective. Did you view that road a lot shorter and factor that into your decision for wanting to be here? You feel like that this thing can turn around much quicker than some believe?
I feel like we got the right people in here. I feel like we got the right coaches in here. Coach Hughes has done it, you know, before with other teams. So I feel like, you know, we give this man a chance and we play as hard as we can for him. I feel like he, you know, him and Coach Horton and all those guys are going to get this thing turned around.
Was this a long time in the works or did it happen rather quickly?
It was just like one of those things, like it kind of went back and forth. I just kind of focused on football, you know what I mean? Told Guy, you know what I mean? He's in control of it and my agent, you know, he handled it well and we went with it.
Could you imagine that you would have fit in so well and you'd already have an extension when the draft day trade happened?
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm a good football player. You know what I mean? It's, you know, when you kind of look at stuff in Miami, you know, people said I wasn't going to make the roster and things like that. That only added fuel to the fire. You know, I've never been a bad teammate. I've always been a hard worker. I'm somebody that really loves football. And I think every time, you know, if you mix those all into a pot, it makes one hell of a football player. You know what I mean? So, I just try to come in here and just be accountable to my teammates, help out as much as I can, and try to do my job, you know what I mean, to make plays. I just try to make sure I put my work in, you know, the separations and the preparation, I feel like, you know what I mean? So I just try to really focus on that during the week, and, you know, Sunday I just try to make plays. So hopefully I can be one of those guys to get us turned around.
How does it feel to be wanted?
It feels great. It feels great. You know, not a lot of people say that. So I'm blessed, like I said.
Did you get a chance at all to talk to ownership, Jimmy Haslam, through this process at all?
I haven't even talked to him. I talked to him a couple of times. And, you know, he told me they wanted me here. You know, but just told me keep on focusing on football, keep doing good. And that's what I've just been trying to do. Didn't get a chance to talk to him yesterday. But when I do see him, I'm going to tell him thank you. I'm kind of in awe still. You know what I mean? But, you know, we got Buffalo this week, so that's what we worried about. You know, I soak it all in at the end of the season.